Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To Dish Nation! Yeah. Yeah. All right, y'all. Y'all ready to kick your heels up and have some fun, honey?
Yes, ma'am.
Because we've got a real party for y'all today. But first, let's head over to LA and say what's up to Heidi, Frank, and Chewy.
What's up, y'all?
Now the party can start.
That's
yeah.
Exactly. So later, do Kris Jenner and Beyonce have a secret past together that we don't know about?
We'll explain.
And we've got some Bravo drama you do not want to miss, honey. And for once, it doesn't involve me.
Good job.
Thank you very much. I'm a lover, not a fighter. All right, Brett, so what you got?
Well, over the weekend, it was Diddy's 50th birthday bash, and star-studded doesn't even begin to describe it. Even though his birthday was in November, the party was on Saturday, and let me tell you, honey, it was a major event.
Yes, indeed.
Naomi Campbell, Snoop Dogg, Taraji P. Henson, all of these people attended. Mary J. Blige, Lil' Kim, and Usher performed at the party. And there was a strong Kart Jenner presence as well, with Kim, Chloe and Kylie showing up, and Kim and Kylie even risked their run-ins with their exes because Ray J and Tyga was also at the party.
Nice.
But the biggest surprise may have been the reunion of Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Yes.
Of course, Jay-Z was with Beyonce and Kanye was with Kim, but the two men have been feuding in recent years, so it was very surprising when they posed with Diddy and Pharrell for some awkward photos. They even shook hands, but is the beef over or was it just for the cameras?
I feel like Jay-Z probably is like, I say hello to the dude.
Right.
I even, you know, dap him up because that's what you do. But I don't want to be in no damn picture because I'm the same way. I cannot like you and I can even speak, but I don't necessarily want to be photographed with you.
And they both have the worst poker faces in hip-hop. Like, if Jay-Z ain't rocking with what you're doing, you gonna definitely be able to tell the same thing with Kanye West.
But do you think these people do, like, what I would do at a party like this if I didn't, if I would, I gotta show face and I gotta go, like, you go, you have a drink, and then you head out. You're like, oh, we're gonna go, but I'm only having one drink, and then we're leaving.
It's Diddy's party. I think you stay the whole night.
You stay the whole night.
Absolutely. I would stay the whole night.
And there's enough people you don't gotta run into who
that's
you don't want to see, you know?
Right.
And if you do, you just walk by them like Jay-Z's face.
So who orchestrated the, you wanted the four of you get together, go ahead, get in, let's get a picture, because they probably did not want to do that.
Probably Taraji. You can't say no to her.
No, you can't say no to her.
All right, let's get a picture.
Taraji wants a picture.
Taraji wants
somebody equally nice like Loretta Devine. Like, you know, like, she can ask you to do anything.
For real.
You do it.
Well, if any of us got to go to Diddy's party, it would have been the highlight of our weekend, right? It would have been the highlight of my weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Not so much for Cardi B and Offset. It was actually, you know, it was Diddy's party this Saturday, but also Offset's 28th birthday. And Cardi got him something so cool and so huge, well, she had to put it in a refrigerator. Just watch the video.
$500,000. Happy birthday, and don't expect no Christmas me, mother. Ain't no Christmas gift.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, 500,000, y'all. Half a million in that refrigerator. Can you believe that?
But here's the thing. If you know the history of those two, this is almost like that show Bait Car. Like, when you give somebody that much money in cash, do you realize how many strip clubs and lap dances that's going to allow this man to be able to, like, you know, get out there?
See, she should have gone with the gift card.
Yeah. The money is already broken down.
But, you know, I would hate if my birthday was close to a holiday.
Me too.
Like, because seriously, even if he didn't get $500,000, whatever you get on your birthday, you're not about to get nothing on your Christmas.
For both.
For both head cracks.
See, I kind of fall right on the Mason-Dixon line of both those things. My birthday's on the 17th. You know,
how
Christmas
do you think Jesus feels?
Right?
And then they did that to him in the end.
You heard her when she's suggesting what he can get. You can get a car. You can get some more jewelry.
Clothes.
Birkin bags.
She says, you can buy me some more bags. You're not getting anything else for Christmas. She gave him $500,000. Yeah. Now he has a budget that she knows for her Christmas gifts. She's planning on getting that all back.
Right.
She's brilliant.
She's a hustler, literally. No pun intended. Yeah, man. If you're messing with me, you're getting $500,000 worth of, like, Dave and Buster's credits. just know, you're getting half a million
when it comes
worth
to stars like Brad Pitt, you would think they would get to choose the movies they want to do, right?
Yeah.
Not always. Well, Brad played Achilles in a 2004 historical war movie, Troy, but it seems like the plot drove him crazy. Now, he told this to the New York Times. He said, I had to do Troy because, I guess I can say it now, all this, I pulled out of another movie that had to do something for the studio. So I was put in Troy. It wasn't painful, but every shot was like, here's the hero. There was no mystery. So about that time, I made a decision that I was only going to invest in quality stories, for lack of a better term.
What? I loved him in Troy.
Yeah, so I can't really think back that far, like, what else dropped. But, like, what movie do you think he pulled out of to do Troy?
I'll tell you.
Oh, I know. Daddy Daycare.
That same movie, the Aviator, came out that Leonardo DiCaprio was
in. That's right. Howard Hughes.
That same year.
He would have played Howard Hughes?
I'm just saying. We're trying to guess.
Which movie he dropped out of.
Also, Passion of the Christ came out with Jim Caviezel. And so he could have been Jesus.
Mm. I could kind of low-key see that.
I could, too.
And I could see how he could think Jesus also, movie would be more meaningful.
Didn't Burn After Reading come out after Troy? And that was Burn After Seeing. Seriously, that movie sucked.
I don't know.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith came out after Troy, though.
Ooh.
Where he met and fell in love.
With his wife.
Angelina Jolie.
He didn't pull out of that one.
Yeah. Oh. He left it in.
He did not.
No pull out. Troy did not pull out. And Troy did not use a Trojan when he was with.
Okay, well, moving on, the Hallmark Channel is in hot water with the LGBTQ+ community.
Because they love Lori Loughlin.
So the network decided to pull a commercial for the wedding planning website Zola.com that featured a lesbian couple getting married and then having a kiss at the altar.
Jeez.
The reason they pulled the commercial is because their conservative viewers just weren't happy about it.
Mm.
Listen, take a look at the commercial and we'll talk about it.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
No, I do.
We've helped a million couples plan their wedding.
What's the big deal, y'all?
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal, man? Tell me, please. I have a question.
Okay, so it's legal for gay people to get married, right?
Yes.
Right. And then when you get married, don't you kiss to seal it?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Exactly. What's the issue?
Yeah,
apparently
what's the problem?
Oklahoma has a problem with it.
So Hallmark received so much backlash from groups like GLAAD and celebrities like Ellen DeGeneres and William Shatner for their decision that they have decided to reverse the poll and air the commercial again. Hallmark released a statement that said, quote, the Crown Media team has been agonizing over this decision as we've seen the hurt it has unintentionally caused. We are truly sorry for the hurt and disappointment that this has caused. So it's almost 2020. Saying two women kissing, is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, what is this hurt you speak of?
Well, I mean, I just feel like at this point, you know, in the world we live in, you're going to have to explain and be open and with this with your kids regardless. It is what it is. This is how our world is.
Kids don't even care. Yeah, kids go to school and they say, "Oh, you know, my friend Sophia has two mommies." Oh yeah, the kids don't think it's anything.
It shouldn't be confusing because they had one woman wearing the wedding dress and one woman wearing the suit. So when we all picture it sexually, we know who's who.
Right.
Not necessarily.
No, I've seen some with two.
Not necessarily.
Right.
Nope.
How do you,
she might
how do wears V-neck sweaters every day. Like, what's her role?
What's my role? Do I take out the trash or not?
Yeah, a couple ugly chicks are taking off the market. Who cares, right, fellas?
You guys, don't listen to Frank. Frank, don't listen
I'm
to
totally
Frank.
I'm totally kidding. They were cute.
Make me so glad I'm gay.
They were cute.
Right? Oh, yeah,
obviously, they're obviously not even gay. They're too cute.
I take my kisses back, jerk.
All right, y'all. Up next, these two Bravo celebrities planted a shade tree on Watch What Happens Live last night. Mm. We'll tell you all about it after the break, baby. Dish
Nation. Okay, so you know the holidays are right around the corner, and what better way to show the amazing women in your life that you care by getting them a fabulous pair of Rothy's. Now, this is the company I've told you about that makes stylish shoes out of recycled plastic water bottles, and they are crazy comfortable and fully machine washable. Rothy's has quickly grown to be one of my favorite brands, and I'm not alone. They have over 1,000 nearly perfect reviews. Not only do they look awesome, they're also super comfortable and so perfect for my days doing radio and Dish. Rothy's come in a ton of colors, prints, and patterns. They're always adding new ones, and they're available in many styles like sneakers, loafers, points, and more. Plus, Rothy's always come with free shipping and free returns and exchanges. No risk, no worries, so there's really no reason not to try them. Check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/dish. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com/dish to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/dish today.
Dish Nation. All right, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
So let me get my umbrella back because these divas are, honey, shady. So last night, honey, episodes on Watch What Happens Live, Married to Medicine's Quad Webb sat down alongside the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya Moore, and it took a turn down the wrong road, child.
So, Kenya, how does that make you feel when you see that your husband doesn't have your back? And actually, you know, you guys are one. You're a unit.
Well, I'm gonna let Andy ask the question.
Kenya, why were you being so shady to Quad earlier in the show, not letting her ask the question earlier?
History.
Oh, do you two have history?
Wait, she has a little bit of shady history toward me.
I always liked you. And I don't understand.
Really?
I did. So tell me exactly what was said.
No, we don't have to get into it.
Oh, well,
it's a live show, right?
Yeah, it is.
I would love to. Yes. I'd love to get into it live.
I like it to be about our viewers.
Okay.
The viewers are asking.
Okay.
We've answered.
This is live shade right here.
But it's like a shade chess match. Like, you know, like, as soon as one person would say something, someone would volley back with something fly.
I like Kenya. Kenya is a bitch. That's ridiculous. The girl, honey, was only asking her to ask the question, and she decided, well, no, well, I'm gonna Andy to do it. That was mean.
They were toe for toe. It was tit for tat for me. I don't know who won or whatever. Now, I did hear later on that Quad apologized because apparently, you know, she had said something or agreed or laughed or whatever it was.
I think Kenya's just sensitive about her subject matter with her husband, and she prefer Andy to ask the questions, especially if they're kind of, like, shady.
You know how what we do for a living here?
Mm-hmm.
I find myself asking extra questions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where Quad fell into. It's like, she was like, well, hell, I really want to know.
She was getting a journalist on.
Yeah, she was getting a journalist on.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Right.
Oof, Lord have mercy. Well, y'all, speaking of shade, I know we talked about our girl Cardi B giving her man $500,000 for a birthday gift, but her fans think that she should not have been so nice, okay?
Mm-mm.
So remember that whole thing went down last week when Offset was allegedly caught trying to slide into the DMs of one of his exes, and she put him on blast. But Cardi offended Offset, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cardi fans believe Offset was, in fact, guilty and up to no good and are now encouraging Cardi to cheat with her bodyguard, her sexy bodyguard, by the name of Price. Yes, he was the guy walking next to her when she arrived to court last week. So what y'all think? I think they crazy.
I think she should cheat with him. I mean, because
no, Gary.
If what's his damn name cheated, and he looks just like Beyonce's bodyguard. It's just something about those guys. I guess they're from New York or whatever, honey. She should cheat with him, honey. She gave him $500,000 for his birthday. So get this guy the other half, honey, and tell him to hush and do what she needs to do with
him. You can't just tell somebody to cheat. I'm sure she's not even sexually attracted to this man or anything. She loves her man. She's sticking by him, and that's that.
All right. Yeah. She's not going nowhere.
She gave him $500,000 to cheat with another woman. That is so crazy. But anyway,
that's not why she gave him the money. That was his birthday gift.
Oh, a good dude. I wouldn't even let this dude look at pictures of my girl. Like, let's walk with
her. What about you, Matt Craig? Would you let this guy be your wife's buddy?
No. All right, so you know what time it is?
It's deal time.
You need a charger that can charge your phone at lightning speed? Then this wireless charger is what you need. Now, it's compatible with both iOS and Android devices, and it provides protection from overcharge, overcurrent, overvoltage, and overtemperature.
Oh, just what I need. Tell me more, Hey Crack.
Well, it's available in black or white, and it transmits charging power directly through protective cases, and you can easily charge your phone every time you set it down by putting one in the kitchen, on your nightstand, or on your desk anywhere else at home.
How much is it?
Well, check this out, Gary. Usually the two-pack iWalk faux leather 7.5-watt, 10-watt quick charge wireless charger usually be going as high as $80. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20.
Oh, whoa, hold up.
Go to morningsave.com and tell Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, up next, find out how Miss Nigeria is going viral for having the best reaction to her friend winning Miss World title. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
All right, now, if your friends are not rooting for you like this in 2020, they just gotta go, baby. It's pageant season, and although Miss Nigeria didn't win the title of Miss World, she did win in the hearts of millions around the globe. Because this beauty queen celebrated her fellow contestant, Miss Jamaica Toni Ann Singh, being crowned as Miss World like we've never seen before. Check it out.
Miss World 2019 is Jamaica.
Congratulate a friend if they win something, honey.
Oh, my goodness. She about rubbed her makeup off and everything. Like, I hope she wasn't musty because the armpit was all in her nose.
I wanted to know what she was yelling to her.
Me too.
Yes, bitch. Yeah, I got it.
Jamaica, we did it. Booyaka, 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 booyaka.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah. All that.
Okay, well, it seems as though people are really turning over a new leaf before 2020 because comedian Amy Schumer actually dropped a positive note about the Kardashian clan last night.
Oh.
Now, in the past, Amy has thrown a little shade at the family throughout her comedy career. And remember, she pranked Kanye and Kim on the red carpet at the 2015 Time 100 gala. Y'all remember that? Well, it looks like she might have had a change of heart. Aw, okay. Amy. After watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians finale last night, Amy posted a photo of the family with the caption, "I watched the season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it was a true delight. I have made a million jokes over the years, but I love that family. They are good, kind girls, and I appreciate how open they are. They are such great sports and have always been very kind to me and my family and are the first one to laugh at jokes about themselves, especially Kim Kardashian. That's how I really feel." And Kim responded to Amy's sweet post, and she said, "You are so sweet, and this post is so kind. Thank you." Y'all, what y'all think about this? This was sweet.
It's dope that people can change, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, sometimes people have such a polarizing personality, you don't know if you rock with them or not. So for them to win her over after all them years that she was, like, dissing them and shading them, that says a lot.
When people talk about you a lot, they're probably most likely obsessed with you a little bit.
Like Gary with the Kardashians and Mariah and Beyonce. Everybody talk about him, he'd be like, "Oh, my God, I love you."
And I do like them. I mean, they're grand.
See?
Okay. Yeah, but, you know, but I just don't like to like
them. All right, you guys, honey. It looks like Matthew Knowles, honey, might have discovered Kris Jenner, too.
Oh, Lord.
Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, y'all will explain all after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Woo!
All right, so they say, or it has been said, that everybody has a twin.
Hey.
All of us have a twin, and we think we may have found Kris Jenner's twin.
What?
So Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, shared a throwback video of an 11-year-old Beyonce, and it was the interviewer who caught everybody's attention. Take a look.
We've got three lead singers and three lead dancers, as they call it, and they've been just practicing their hearts out, and this is Beyonce.
If we keep on practicing and practicing and we keep on performing, every time we get better and the stage fright just Fades away.
Fades away.
That was Kris Jenner.
All right.
That's my cousin Lori from Indiana.
Kris Jenner. My Aunt Jackie. Yeah,
everybody looks like Kris Jenner who grew up in the Midwest in 1980. That was like every woman.
That haircut, the big boxy blazer, you know.
So who do people say that you look like, Chewy?
I don't know. What about you guys?
I get Ethan Hawke.
Yeah?
I get Brett Favre.
I get Sammy Hagar from time to time. Dolph Lundgren on a good day.
Hulk Hogan in drag.
Hulk Hogan.
I don't know. What do I... I don't care.
Very unique looking, which is great because you're an actor, so it's good that you have a look that nobody else has.
Derek Estrada.
Wow. What a...
With a beard. Who do you look like?
I don't know. You tell me. Maybe the viewers can tell us who I look like.
Who does... Chewy look like if you had to compare him to a celebrity?
All right, yeah.
/ Dish Nation.
Yeah. Leave your comments.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.